Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this November 3rd. I'm Daniel Tran. It's election day, and one of the more controversial races is in SoCal for the Beverly Hills School Board. An anonymous flyer created a stir in the community, attacking two candidates. Others in the race have accused their opponents of malicious campaigns. As Jen Mac Ramos reports, candidates face a challenge as well.
School board election is facing today. There are five candidates running for three school board positions. Voters are allowed to pick up to three candidates on their ballot, but some may be choosing to do otherwise. Brian Goldberg, president of the Beverly Hills School Board, explains.
Oftentimes, in a very low voter turnout situation, candidates will encourage their supporters to single shot, meaning use only one of their votes, which not only does it increase the voter total for those candidates, but it takes away votes from other candidates who are seeking election as well.
A majority of today's votes might come from absentee ballots. Goldberg says that this is part of a national trend where less voters are going to the polls.
The actual turnout at the polls will be even lower than in previous elections.
73% of eligible Californians are registered to vote, but last November, only 31% showed up at the polls. Jen Mac Ramos, Annenberg Radio News.
The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power was in court today. A class action lawsuit said some customers were overcharged on their bills. Erica Lee tells us how the judge ruled.
An LA Superior Court judge decided today not to accept a settlement to refund Department of Water and Power customers who were overcharged. The result would have led to tens of millions of dollars in refunds to DWP customers who were charged too much while the utility company overhauled its billing system. The city was hit by multiple lawsuits from customers saying they were overbilled. DWP customers were issued faulty bills based on estimated rather than actual water and electricity use. DWP said the customers would have gotten a full refund in the settlement, but consumer watchdog groups were concerned that the refund amounts would not have been fairly distributed. Erica Lee, Annenberg Radio News.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of Mayor Garcetti's Executive Directive No. 5, Emergency Drought Response, which calls for water to be reduced by 20% by the year 2020. Holly Thomas reports.
Angelenos have reduced water consumption by 17%, which is well on track for the mayor's goal. This has mostly been achieved by replacing turf with drought-friendly landscaping and using devices such as rain barrels, low-flow toilets, and weather-based irrigation controls. Marty Adams is the general manager at the Department of Water and Power. At a news conference this morning, he said California must change its mindset towards water usage.
You really have to kind of change, have a culture of change. You have to really have people appreciate the water more and really understand that that it's not an infinite supply, drinking water supply is not, and that we have to come to a different mentality about it.
To further water savings, Mayor Garcetti called for a four-tier billing system with cheaper rates for more efficient consumers and higher rates for those who use more water. He also announced his support for a recent city council motion that would call for financial penalties on the city's worst water wasters. Holly Thomas, Annenberg Radio News.
Students of all ages visited USC today for a day-long STEM education event hosted by the Viterbi School of Engineering. Nick Ring brings us more.
The event gave students a look into some of the computer science research and coding opportunities available at USC's Viterbi School. Students went on tours of the labs, got to interact with robots on display, and saw STEM-centered media screenings. Ruben Alberto is the assistant principal at Huntington Park Institute of Applied Medicine. He said exposure to these opportunities is crucial.
So anything related to science and technology, there really are a lot of jobs available for students, and there's going to be more in the future. And so we want to make sure that we expose to our students to those opportunities early so they have an opportunity to develop the skill sets that they need to be competitive and enter those fields.
The engineering school has been hosting outreach programs like this one for 30 years. Nick Ring, Annenberg Radio News.
The LA County Board of Supervisors approved a $6 million payout today to a woman who was raped by an on-duty sheriff's deputy. Jose Rigoberto Sanchez was sentenced to 9 years in prison in 2014 after pleading no contest to the allegation. This settlement is among the largest the board has ever paid. After the hottest October on record for SoCal, November is off to a cooler start. Yesterday's rainstorm dropped several inches of snow on the Sierra Nevada range. That's good news for the drought-stricken state. Snowpack provides about one-third of California's water supply. Temperatures in LA will be cooler than average this week, but are expected to warm up by the weekend. That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Daniel Tran.